This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the United States of America. The phone number is 877-973-7425 should you wish to be on the program. Now, those of you on hold, be patient because I gotta have a conversation with you. I got to do something. And I think it's important. You know, I was literally, so Jim, the board up, by the way, I got to, let me actually say two things real quick before I get out. Let me do a little bit of housekeeping here. I don't want to put Jim on the spot here, but Jim's car broke down today and he was rushed into the office and like the master he is, was able to come in. They had a new computer before him and he had to scramble and get everything up and running and was able to do it. And while I will be off tomorrow trying not to lose fingers and toes shooting fireworks, Jim's going to be working. The most dependable, reliable employee that I have, and I want to publicly thank him for doing that, and particularly after today, getting in 10 minutes before the show, and suddenly there's a new computer and everything else. My goodness. The other thing is, so many of you in the last hour have asked me how the golf game went yesterday, so if any of you know T.C. Whitaker in Atlanta, yeah, I'm going to use his full name, and I had a blast. So I'd never met the guy before. My buddy Jason Dees is a pastor at Christ Church in Christ Covenant in Atlanta, invited me to go play golf. And I thought it was going to be the two of us. Well, it's a third. Whenever I get invited to do something like that, I am entirely apprehensive because, oh my gosh, I'm going to spend the next several hours having to talk politics and radio. And I'm just, all I want to do is relax. I don't want to talk shop. And I've learned over the years, my real friends are the friends who never want to talk about politics. They just want to talk about life and family and other stuff, and friends of the guy on the radio are the ones who only want to talk about politics. And so show up, and we're at the Capital City Club in Brookhaven, which is a beautiful golf course in the city, absolutely fantastic. Man, I wish I could get into that grill in the men's locker room. So you go into this locker room, and behind the locker room is a men's-only restaurant. You can they got a great bourbon selection. They got the Wall Street Journal, and they got comfy chairs. You can sit and grab a sandwich. It was great. Man, I love that setup. But TC had no idea who I was, and I loved it. We played for 4 hours. I was terrible. Although I did par one hole, talking on my cell phone to Charlie and putted and with one hand and made par. But I'm a bad golfer, but they didn't. It was nice. I needed it. Anyway, all that to say, thank you to TC for setting that up publicly. And he had no idea who I was, and that was fantastic. I didn't have to talk politics. I didn't have to talk about radio. We just had a good time and enjoyed each other's company. Now that I've said all that, I need to get to this. Jim couldn't hear me when I started this hour because I was tweeting and not talking to you guys. And what I was tweeting was this. I'll read you my tweet. One of the most compelling reasons to vote for Trump is that whoever is president will oversee the 250th celebration of our founding, and the left, if they're in charge, would do some woke nonsense. You know it. You know it. If Kamala Harris or Joe Biden is president of the United States in 2 years for the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States of America, they would have drag queens and lectures about the evils of this country. They would do some national day of repentance at the National Cathedral with some woke female Episcopalian bishop decrying the sins of the United States. It's all that is enough, I think, to get some people, if they know that, to vote for Donald Trump. I want to talk about this issue, and I want to read for you something, and then I need you to hear what I need to say, but you're going to hear me first read something very familiar. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separation and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained, and when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. He has endeavored to prevent the populations of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws of naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their office and the amounts and payments of their salaries. He's erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat our substance. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He's affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation, for quartering large bodies of armed soldiers among us, for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders that they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, etc., etc. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of these people. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General Congress assembled, appealing to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that a free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other's our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. The Declaration of Independence. For sake of time, I skipped some portions of it. Rarely do you have it read these days. We just assume. So I want to say something. Our founders were far smarter than a lot of people today. They were flawed men, but they were far smarter than a lot of the people we have today. Many of them then went on to structure the Constitution of the United States, and almost all of them played a part. Some of them lost their lives. Some of them lost their homes. Some of them lost their families. There's been real revision by the political left to try to make it sound not as bad as it was for them. It was bad. Some of them ran for their lives, feared for their lives, died of despair, depression, and bankruptcy. But they prevailed. And they formed a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition of ideas. We are not a blood and soil nation, though there are dangerously so some people on the right now who claim that we are. Our founders, that was not so. Our founders, we were founded on an ideal and an idea. Anyone can become an American. The left has tried on their own side to pervert it by claiming that you can come here and not have to assimilate into American culture, which is as wrong as claiming we're a blood and soil nation. But the bottom line is this: we are the best nation. We're not the best nation because we're here and we're patriots and we say it. We're the best nation by virtue of being who we are, a nation founded on an ideal, not on blood and soil, that anyone can come here and become American and embrace our ideals and contribute to it so that now the taco is American as the hamburger. And we will get through these times. What's happening to us right now in a 24-hour news cycle is uncomfortable. It is historic. It has echoes of history, but not precision in history. But our republic is stronger than Donald Trump, and our republic is stronger than Joe Biden. When either side says our democracy is under attack and doomed if this person or that gets elected, they are the people betting against America. They are the people who have a small mind of what this country can be. And frankly, those are the people you shouldn't listen to and the people you shouldn't put in charge, because those are the ones who have a vision that if we are not in charge, America is over. And America is bigger than any of them. America is bigger than you. America is bigger than me. America is an idea that all men are created equal and they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And how do we reflect it? We're the only nation with the First Amendment. We're the only nation with the Second Amendment. We are the only nation with a binding constitution that guarantees our rights and liberties. Our revolution was the first and probably one of the only conservative revolutions, where our founders believed they were Englishmen entitled to the rights of the glorious revolution. The British crown had denied them the rights they thought they had because their grandfathers had fought in the glorious revolution, and they decided they had to upend their being in government in order to get not something new, but something very old, the rights endowed by our creator. This wasn't the French Revolution to throw off the old and bring something new and shiny and radical. It was a conservative revolution to embrace something old and tried and true, the British rights of the glorious revolution. In fact, in the litany of offenses, so many of them relate to violations of the English Bill of Rights that we then got back. Our nation is bigger than any one of us, bigger than any man, and bigger than any politician. And anyone on either side says our republic will not survive if this person gets elected is someone who has a small vision of America and should not be trusted with power. We are Americans. And however divided we may be, all of us collectively are still the best nation. And you should remind yourself of that. And when your first reaction to me saying it is to go to a grievance you have against the other side, you are part of the problem. We're Americans. Suck it up, look forward, move forward, and we will be great.
When the world seems crazy, he'll keep you sane. It's the Eric Erickson Show. Get the podcast, live stream, email, and social media links by texting Eric to 33777 now.
All right. Time for some phone calls here. 877-973-7425. Ellis in New York City, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Eric, doing great. Calling to wish you, first of all, a happy Independence Day.
Thank you.
This is going to be one of the best Independence Days because it's the last Biden Independence Day and the final Biden summer. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. It's like, whew, we can finally take a breath of fresh air. You know, the debate, there's no need to analyze it anymore, but the night on Thursday went from bad to worse with Biden. You know, as he crept down the stairs with Jill, you know, they just kept having mishap after mishap. They went to this party afterwards in Atlanta, and I like to call it Biden's retirement party. You know, the one where Jill got up on stage and started screaming, Liar! I mean,
yeah.
Give me a break. And then they went to Waffle House. I mean, Let me tell you what he ordered.
Go ahead.
Scattered, covered, smothered, diced, fried, country. I mean, you name it. That's what he got.
Okay, Ellis, I got to say something here. I got to say something here. The Biden team wants you to believe that Biden's debate performance was bad because he was sick and had a cold. So what did they do? They sent him to a Waffle House to shake hands with people. The people who told you can't send your kids to school lest you spread germs sent the president of the United States to a Waffle House to spread germs. Or maybe he didn't have a cold and wasn't sick, and that's just their excuse. I'm willing to say that was just their excuse, and they've been coming up with excuses ever since for his poor debate performance. And, you know, I can believe an 81-year-old man running around the world for multiple weeks was exhausted and had a bad debate performance, but they're the ones who wanted that debate. They're the ones who did it. It's on them. Swiss America wants to help you protect your hard-earned assets right now with banking collapses out there, 22-year high interest rates. Swiss America has been the trusted leader in precious metals for 40 years, and they've been warning you about their secret war on cash. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau, Swiss America can educate you on protecting your assets with their report completely for free, The Shocking Secret War on Cash. You can get a copy completely for free by calling or texting my name, Eric, to 800-289-2646. The all-out war on cash includes digital forms of currency. It's spreading. The secret war on cash, you can get the report completely for free. All you do is call or text 800-289-2646. The report is free. Mention Eric when you call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. You can call or text 800-289-2646. Message and data rates may apply.
Smart, fearless, and occasionally funny. You're listening to the Eric Erickson Show.
There's breaking news. I got to get to the breaking news, and it's actually kind of a big deal. The phone number here, if you want to be on the show, 877-973-7425. This just in, the New York Times Siena College poll has just dropped. Donald Trump has widened his lead among likely voters by 3 percentage points. The race stands at Trump 49%, Biden 43%. It's the largest lead ever in the New York Times poll for Donald Trump. Among registered voters, it's 49 Trump, 41 Biden, Donald Trump, at the same point among registered voters as likely voters. Doubts about Mr. Biden's age and acuity are widespread and growing. A majority of every demographic, geographic, and ideological group in the poll, including black voters and those who say they will still be voting for him, believe that Mr. Biden, 81, is too old to be effective. 74% of voters view him as too old for the job, up 5 percentage points since the debate. Concerns about Mr. Biden's age have spiked 8 percentage points among Democrats in the week since the debate to 59%. The share of independent voters who said they felt that way rose to 79%, nearly matching the Republican view of the president. The poll offers early empirical evidence of what many Democrats have feared, that Mr. Biden's faltering debate performance has further imperiled his chances against Mr. Trump this fall. Some Democratic lawmakers and donors are raising questions about Mr. Biden's fitness following his struggles to finish his thoughts or articulate a vision during the debate, and they're demanding Mr. Biden prove for a skeptical public he's capable of serving until he's 86. There were a couple of faint glimmers of good news for Mr. Biden. One was that he narrowed Mr. Trump's edge among independent voters, even as that gain was more than offset by his erosion among Democrats and Mr. Trump's improvement among Republicans. Another was that the share of Democratic voters who think Mr. Biden should no longer be the nominee ticked up, but by far less than the rising Democratic concerns about his age. The first calls from Capitol Hill lawmakers for him to step aside came on Tuesday. Overall, more voters thought Mr. Biden should remain the Democratic nominee, but only because more Republicans, perhaps emboldened by the debate, said they now want him as their opponent. I want to meditate on that one issue, though. Because remember, only Joe Biden can get Joe Biden to step aside. Joe Biden's share of independent voters went up. The reason he's so down is because of Democratic voters. Those Democratic voters will return home to Joe Biden. They're just signaling a protest that they wish they could get a new nominee. But independent voters, they shifted to Joe Biden. Now, I can tell you what's going on here. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand it. But follow along with me here. I'll try to make this simple so even those of you in Rio Linda can understand. Independent voters shifted to Joe Biden after the debate. The way that the Democrats will interpret this is what even Republicans have been privately whispering. Donald Trump did not actually have a good debate. His debate looked great compared to Joe Biden, but it wasn't actually a great debate. That's how Democrats are going to interpret the debate, that there's a way forward. Or I shouldn't say Democrats, Biden's team will interpret the debate. There's a way forward for Joe Biden because independents reacted to Donald Trump viscerally. Joe Biden is doing poorly because Democrats are abandoning him in the poll, but they'll all come home to Joe Biden to stop Donald Trump. The fact that those Democrats will come home and that independents have shifted to Joe Biden means Joe Biden can win the race. That's how Democrats will interpret it. But wait. But wait. Let me read you again a different sentence. More voters thought Mr. Biden should remain the Democratic nominee, but only because more Republicans, perhaps emboldened after the debate, said they now want him as their opponent. Do you know what you call a Republican who doesn't want to be called a Republican? An independent. One of the glimmers of good news for Mr. Biden is he narrowed Mr. Trump's edge among independent voters. More voters thought Mr. Biden should remain the Democratic nominee, but only because more Republicans said they now want him as their opponent. Those are independents who are Republicans who want Joe Biden so Donald Trump can beat him. Those independents are Republicans who want Joe Biden as the nominee so Trump can beat him. But the Democrats are going to interpret this as Donald Trump had a poor debate performance and alienated independent voters. It's obvious, except to Democrats and to Joe Biden, who's going to use this as his way to stay in, or is it at least going to attempt to stay in it? Yeah, the Times poll is bad, but it's because Democrats have walked away from Joe Biden. Do you really believe on Election Day those Democrats aren't going to rush out and try to save Joe Biden? Of course they are. Of course they are. They're just mad right now. That's what the Democrats, that's what the Biden team is going to tell themselves. They'll be wrong, but that's what they'll tell themselves. Bad polling from the New York Times for Joe Biden, and it was already bad polling to begin with. All right, back to the phones. Let's go. Raul, calling from Florida. Welcome. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I have a quick question. After I make my comment, to listen to your response, do I hang up and then turn on the radio? Or should I just
Yeah. Just you can hang up and listen on the radio.
Okay, yeah. All this stuff, I mean, I know people concentrate on all these things that happen. As you mentioned, things happen like every 30 minutes, and we have to come up and, you know, pay attention to all these things that are saying. All this stuff about Biden not being, you know, capable of doing his job and all this stuff, I look at it as, I mean, it's true. I do believe he's not capable, but I think it's just a distraction, and I think we should be paying more attention to election integrity. And number one, and above all, President Trump and his family's safety.
Look, I absolutely think we've got to worry about Donald Trump's safety, and somebody needs to take care of Donald Trump's safety, because I am fully convinced that the way this race is going and the anger and rhetoric and hysteria on MSNBC, they've inspired two would-be political assassins in the past, that they're going to inspire some nut to try to take out Donald Trump. I am convinced that MSNBC, behind the scenes, that those guys are hoping they can amp up the rhetoric and inspire another James Hodgkinson. They've inspired James Hodgkinson. Why not try with another one? They've really internalized Donald Trump as a threat to the republic. I think they're giving it the old college try. Let's see if we can get him killed. I'm not trying to be hyper. I'm not telling you this because I want to be provocative. I actually believe what I say. I think that subtly, quietly, in the back of their heads, you've got anchors at MSNBC who are really hoping they can find a way to get Donald Trump killed. I am willing to say it publicly because I really believe it. They inspired James Hodgkinson to attempt the mass assassination of Republicans. He was a huge Rachel Maddow fan, so much so she had to come out and deny any contact with him. He was inspired by the rhetoric he was hearing on MSNBC. You've got people on MSNBC calling Donald Trump an existential threat that democracy in America ends tomorrow if he gets elected. Do you think that's not designed to inspire someone to try to kill him? I think it is. All right, Josh in Jefferson, Georgia, you're up next. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Eric. Happy 4. My question Thank you. Is why doesn't Biden have a medical emergency, like a stroke or something, that would allow him to pull the race? Allow the Democrat Party to, you know, raise him up as a champion at all.
Wait. Why doesn't he? Well, I don't. How do you schedule a stroke?
I mean, they could just say he had one, you know, rush him to the emergency room, everything else or something.
Well, look, he's had brain aneurysms in the past. Here's the problem, Josh, is Biden doesn't want to leave the race. Biden doesn't think he did anything wrong. He thinks he had a bad night. Listen, how do you convince someone with dementia that they have dementia? How do you convince someone who forgets something that you told them already? It's really hard. Any of you who are dealing with an elderly relative with dementia, you understand it's oftentimes hard to convince them they have a problem. and they get very angry. It's like I was reading the story yesterday, also in the New York Times, that Joe Biden will fly into a rage very often, that his staff gets scared of him. That's a sign of dementia. You can't convince him to have a stroke or to pretend to have a stroke or to pretend anything else when he doesn't think there's anything wrong with him. He thinks the media and the Democratic establishment are out to get him, that they've always been out to get him, that they do not like him. This is a problem for the Democrats. They got to convince a man with dementia that he's got dementia. Good luck with that. Ed, you're going to be up next. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Eric. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Driving in Atlanta traffic right now, so you can imagine what that's like. But anyway, I was listening to you earlier, and you were talking about how Biden's team could have an argument for his poor debate performance, that he had been doing some international traveling, making all these stops and such. But then he had a week or so at Camp David to rest and recover from all that. So where would that argument come from?
Oh, right. Too much debate prep at Camp David. That's what they're saying. Too much debate prep at Camp David. Now, what we know is they didn't start until 11 in the morning, and they gave him time for a nap in the afternoon.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Of course.
So, yeah. All the stuff they're saying, this reason, that reason for a poor debate performance, I just think it's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah, oh, I absolutely do. I think they're excuse making. And listen, again, if he had a cold, you don't send him to Waffle House, and yet they sent him to Waffle House, which suggests he didn't have a cold. And they're grasping at things. They're just grasping. They're grasping, trying to come up with an excuse. What it is damage control. It's damage control. They don't really have an answer for it. It's damage control. They're making up excuses. And the problem is their excuses are beginning to conflict with each other, and it's making them look even worse. I just, they did it to themselves. All of us on our side saw it coming. We all knew where this was going to head. Every one of us knew this was going to happen. It was abundantly obvious. We tried to warn them. We tried. They didn't want to listen. They didn't want to believe it. And look, I try to be an empathetic person, having run many campaigns. I try to be an empathetic person. And I understand when your candidate has dementia, it's hard to convince your candidate that he has dementia. But ultimately, the rest of you have to do the right thing. And none of them wanted to do the right thing because they wanted the power. You know, part of the reason they're so upset with these Supreme Court decisions the last few days is because the unelected people are the ones who have been ruling the roost, and those are the ones the Supreme Court has stripped their power from. Supreme Court has gutted the bureaucracy and the administrative state, and those are the people ruling the roost with an incapacitated, dementia-addled patient. They're the ones furious, furious, furious. Makes sense. But they did this to themselves. I got no sympathy in that regard. They did it to themselves. All right. We got to move on. But first, I got to tell you about Old Glory Bank. You can do loans with Old Glory Bank. Old Glory Bank is my bank. They share your values. They share my values. They're conservatives for conservatives by conservatives. Old Glory Bank offers VA, conventional, and FHA loans at competitive rates. They've got quick closing times, and now you can refer a friend to Old Glory Bank for a home loan, and their loan will close by September 1st, and you'll get $250 and a signed John Rich Old Glory Bank hat. The reward is going to be home ownership for your friend, but you're going to get $250 and an autograph of John Rich on an Old Glory Bank cap. I've got an Old Glory Bank cap. In fact, I'm looking across my studio right now at my Old Glory Bank cap. They didn't send me an autographed one. But that's okay. You can get one. Go to oldglorybank.com for more. If you got a friend who's in the home market and they're looking for a loan, Old Glory Bank really is willing to do loans. They do them quick. They make their own lending decisions as well. It's a great bank. And also, you can get a no-fee checking, no-fee savings account there. Oldglorybank.com. Get all the information there. They've also got no-fee checking, no-fee savings. A great bank, my bank. my savings account, my checking accounts, where my paycheck goes. OldGloryBank.com, terms and conditions apply. Old Glory Bank, they stand with you as a conservative. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. NMLS number 834337. The lawyers make us say. OldGloryBank.com.
You can follow Eric around on social media at EW Erickson on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And check him out at EWErickson.com. Join Eric's army of activists. Text ARMY to 33777 now.
Greetings, conversationalists. It's Eric Erickson here. The phone number is 877-973-7425. Let's see. I can get to Sharon. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great.
I'm in a bad signal area, so I'll ask my question and then hang up and listen on the radio. But if the reports that we keep hearing are true, which who knows, that Hunter Biden is attending a lot of the meetings that his father is going to, does that mean he has security clearance?
No. So he's not attending those meetings. He's attending meetings of the White House related to Biden campaign strategy, the future of his campaign, and his relations with Democratic Party officials and Democratic leaders in Congress. So, for example, if the president has a meeting with the CIA director, Hunter Biden is not in the room. If, however, he has a meeting with Democrats about connecting with Democrats on Capitol Hill to explain himself, Hunter Biden is in that meeting. As far as we know, legally, and I realize they don't care about the rules, the CIA director is not going to participate in it. You know, that's one of the interesting things that is a side angle on the Supreme Court decision about immunity for presidents. Doesn't give immunity to the officials. So though, for example, Trump could not be convicted of something, the official who carried out his order could. So those guys are still in legal hot water for things. So, yeah, he can't attend a classified meeting since he doesn't have national security clearance. Now, I want you to go to Omaha Steaks, where there's nothing on clearance, but there is a great sale happening. For $99, you can get a fantastic grilling package for the summer at omahasteaks.com. It's too late for the 4th of July. I told you you should take advantage of it. The 4th is tomorrow. We're all going to be outside grilling, myself included. But you got a whole summer to grill. And Omaha Steaks, they want to make it possible for you at omahasteaks.com. At checkout, if you put Eric in, E-R-I-C-K, if you put Eric in, you're going to get an extra $10 off an already unbelievable package from omahasteaks.com. You get great burgers, you get hot dogs, you can get the caramel apple tartlets, you get the little chocolate cakes, you get steak, you get pork, you get chicken, so much more. $99 is a great package at Omaha Steaks, and if you put Eric in as your promo code at checkout, you get an extra $10 off. E-R-I-C-K. You go to omahasteaks.com, and you put Eric in, E-R-I-C-K, you get $10 off as your promo code at checkout. It's a great deal on great food delivered to your door from Omaha Steaks. When we come back, I will take your phone calls, but we also need to talk about the meltdown in the media that's not about Joe Biden. The climate hysterics are at it again, wanting you to know we're all going to die because it's summer and it got hot in the summer. Apparently, it's supposed to snow in the summer and you'll be fine. I have no idea. These people, it is a cult. We'll get into it when we get back.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.